What's the law of kotza v'tochein chatzi groibus? B'shikach Shabbos b'zod melachis. In the morning at Shabbos, somebody did a melach of tzira or a melach of tchina only a chatzi groibus. That's a chatzi shir, and a chatzi shir is potter, there's no fear of chatzis. B'shikach Shabbos, in the morning he forgot today was Shabbos, b'zod melachis. He knew the malachas were also, just that he was a shogeg on the Shabbos. So if it would have been a shear here, it would only be chayiv one carbon. Now that it's only a chatzi shear, he's potter. Now later in the afternoon, v'chazav v'kotze v'tochen chatzi gregris. On the same Shabbos, he again did another chatzi gregris. That now l'churi did a whole shear, he should be chayiv. But in the afternoon, he did it with different machshavos. It was bizarre than Shabbos. Now already he realized today was Shabbos. V'shikachas malachas. He just forgot that Ksirus Zosha and Tchinus Zosha. Is Ma'ashit Starfu. That was the shadow. Do you say it's Mstarf or not? As you say, you put the two together. As do you say a swar from Greira that one schleps along the other one? Or do you say no? Since they're two different achatois, in the morning it's only one chiyav chatas, in the afternoon it's two chiyav chatas, you can't put the two together. So that the Rabbi of Rabbi Sef Shid, you do say Greira, he had a suffix if you can put the two together or not. And Amalei Yitak answered back, you don't say Greira. Chaluk in lechatois, loim starfin. Since they each have two different chiyuvim, in the mornings for the Shigra Shabbat, there's only one chiyuv chatas if it would have been a shir. Mashenk in the afternoons, the shkog was on the melachas, if it would have been a shir, you'd be chayv two chatois. So since there are different chiyuv chatois, you're not mistaken to two chatzis eisim. The chatizayas in the morning blides the chatizayas you put her on, and the chatizayas in the afternoon blides the chatizayas you put her on. But if it would have been mamish with the exact same chiyuvim, then it would have been starf. But now that they have different chiyuvim, then I'm starf. So you see, you don't say the swarf and greira. So the Gemara, is this true? The chol heichod, the chalukim, the chatois, every time you want to say they have different chiyuvim chatois, learn mitstarfi. If you do eat two chatizayasim of the yisr, it's not mitstarf, is that true? Via Tanan, we learned in the Brayis in increases. Ochal chayla v'chayla belamechet. Somebody ate kizayis chaylev, and then another kizayis chayla belamechet, one forgetting. Is a loch ein a chayev elachet. It's only chayev one chattas later. Ochal chayla v'dam v'noyser v'pigye belamechet. He ate chaylev, that's one chiyev chorus, one chiyev chattas b'shoyvim. He ate dam, another chiyev chattas. He ate noyser, he ate pigol belamechet, with one forgetting. He did not know in between the derechet. Since each one is a separate issa by itself, you have a special chatis for each one separately. And this point is more chomer since you have a few isurim, whereas if you would have just one issa. But there is a chumra if you do one issa, from a lot of different meaning. What's the chumra of one isur over a few isurim? Shemoch a chatzi zayis. You ate a chatzi zayis. V'choz av yos a chatzi zayis. Then, like Rashi says, toich achilus pras, within 3 or 4 minutes, you continue eating another chatzi zayis. Mi menechad, if they're both chelev, is tak a chayif. Mishnei minim, but if one is chelev and one is noiser, pshita yipotter, they're not mistar together. So this is a chumra of one min over 2 minim. Now, what's the chiddush here? It says, "Miminech," that Pasha means of the both chayiv is chayiv. Yichayiv that them mitzara. For the Gemara, tzrich lemeim is that a chiddush? She made a chatzis zayis chayiv. Then another chatzis zayis chayiv. Tzrich achilus pras. Is that the chiddush that is a tziruf avada? Yehidik zayis chayiv. The Yomer Rosh Lakish Mishum Bar Tutni. It's name of a chochem. Chochem b'mayaskinim. We're talking about going she'ochlu b'shnei tamchuyim. Yehidik tamchuyim Pasha means 2 different plates. The Rashi means one was soli and one was bishel. One was roasted and one was cooked. Yeda chatzi zayis of roasted fat, and then yeda chatzi zayis of cooked fat. And the chiddush here is Reb Yeshua, Aliba the Shittas Reb Yeshua. The Yomatam Chuyim Mechalkin. He holds a swirl, let's say yeda whole kizayis of roasted fat. And then yeda whole kizayis of cooked fat. According to Reb Yeshua, Yechai Tu Chatois. So we say, since they're 2 different machom, 2 different tamchuyim, they're machulim. Is a chiddush here? Ma'al the time I would think. on Rabbi Yeshua ben the kula ben the chumra, he mamish holds even a kula that they're called two different minim, roasted and cooked as two different minim, and if either chatzizai is roasted and the chatzizai is cooked, he can't be mesarfa too. It's not considered a kazayas chenef. Kamash mila nein, de la kula la yama, la chumra kama. Yeshua only said the chumra, we eat a mamish a kazayas of roasted, and then eat a kazayas of cooked, that yichayev tu chatoyas, the chumri says it. But the kulu we had a chatzizayas, and a chatzizayas is moedi yichayev, that's the chiddush here. So the Gemara of Ahoch, if that's the pshat here, the chalukim lechatoyas. As if you would have eaten the whole kazayas of the roasted, then the whole kazayas of the cooked, you would have been mechuyev tu chatoyas. Two separate chiyuv kavonis, the kormet starfi. And still we say, when you eat a chatzik desires of the roasted, and then you eat a chatzik desires of the cooked, that it is mistarf, you are chayiv one chatzis. So you see, even though they have different chiyuv chatois, still chatzik v'chatzik is mistarf. So it's a kasha to you before, why do you say here, that it's not mistarf, that since you're saying one was b'shigag ha-shabbos, there's only one chiyuv chatzis, and the afternoon was b'shigag ha-smalochas, since there's two chiyuv chatzis, they're not mistarf. Here you see, even though it's two different chiyuv chatzis, but since it's mimin echad, it is mitzarev. And for the Gemara, Amalei, Ma'ara mashnil, Aresha mashnilam. You learned this teretz that Rav Shlokhi said Mishum Batutni, goes according to Yeshua, according to the Aresha. Meidlu b'kashi yevakashi mi. Right. I learned this teretz on the seifa of this brisa. V'loi kashlam, meidlu, I have no kashi here. What was the seifa? The Sefer said, Mishnei minim potter. If you eat a chatzi zayis of one min, and a chatzi zayis of another min, and not mitzarif a melu potter. On this, the kasha was, Tzrich l'mein l'chur pshita. If you eat a chatzi zayis chelev, and a chatzi zayis dam, you potter avad you potter. You don't have a shia v'nissa. On this, v'yom l'resh lakad, mishum batutni, l'yelam, we're talking about mimin echad. We're talking about he ate one min. It's talking about that he ate a chatzi zayis chelev, then another chatzi zayis chelev. V'yamai korol eshnei minim, I what he called two different minim, sh'ochlo b'shnei tamchuyim. We're talking about he ate in two different places. Like Rashi, one chatzi zayis was cooked and one chatzi zayis was roasted. And we're going to quote Rabbi Yeshua here. The Yom HaTamchuyim Mechalkit. For Okam Ashmon, the Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Yom Rabbi Shua ben Lekula ben Lechumra. That this is the Chiddush, that he said that Zay Lekul also, he holds Mamish, that roasted and cooked is called two different minyam and not mitzarif at all. If either Chatzi Zay is roasted and Chatzi Zay is cooked, it's not mitzarif at all. So at Gemara, mi de Sefer now, min Echod, ushnei Tamchuyim, since the Sefer is saying it's not mitzarif. It means mamish meminechot, the same type of chalev. Just one was roasted and one was cooked. And that's mechalak. That's not mitzarif. That's pshan the seifon. Or b'zoy mechalal the reisha that said meminechot. If it's mamish, just say min. Eat a chati gezayis of one min. Then eat another chati gezayis of the same min. It is mitzarif. Chur is talking about minechot v'tamchoyechot. They're both cooked or they're both roasted. What's the chiddush that's mitzarif pshita? Yeri chatzis zayis chelav, then another chatzis zayis chelav, but terech lechilus pras avad is called yeri kazayis avad yichayiv. Amar Rav Huna, hacha b'mayaskin, and the chiddush is going shoyse lo yediya b'intayim. You wait a chatzis zayis chelav first b'shgoga, b'shoydi. Then in between you realize you ate chelav. And then you finished off eating another chatzis zayis chelav, still yichayiv a korban. And here we don't say the yedi in between is mechalik. Why not? We have a gamliel here. We go and leave with the Rav Gamliel. The Yom Rav Gamliel shit there is ein yedi lechati shir. When do we say yedi if you realize you did the chet in between is mechalik? To make it like two different ma'isi mechayiv, two different chiv chatois. If you ate a kazayis chelev in the morning, and then in the afternoon you realize you did the chet. Then at night you again ate another kazayis chelev v'shkoga yichayiv tu karbonis. Since you had a yedi in between the chashav yedi, it's mechayiv to bring korban. But here we only first ate a chatzis zayis. Now a chatzis zayis by itself is not mechayiv to bring korban. So even though you had a yedi that you did that chet, but since the yedi is not mechayiv to your korban, hatam gamlil svar the yedi is not mechalik. It's not a chashav yedi. So that's the chiddush here. You ate a chatzis zayis chelev. You didn't have no chiyuv korban. Then you realize you did the chet, and then you go teich the achilas pras. Another minute later, you go and eat another chatzis zayis. The chiddush of the both mitzvah and yichayev a korban. That's the chiddush here. Yeah. So the Gemara vayta itmar
Ochal shnei zeise chela behelam echad. Somebody ate two kizeisim of chela with one forgetting. So poshti is only chayv one korban. Now v'noida lo yala rishon. He realized later that he ate the first kizayis. He did a chet. He realized b'shas yeyet. He thought they're both shumin. They're both mutadika fats. Now later he realized that first he ate chela in the morning. Then a few hours later, he first realizes that he again, what he ate in the afternoon, he thought it was kosher dikka fats, really it was chelev. So he had a yediyah in between realizing one chet to the second chet. Here's Rabbi Yechon Noma Chayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Yechon holds this yediyah is mechalek, and merely you have to bring two separate kabonis. Since you realized first you did the chet in the morning, that was mechayiv to bring a korban for that chet. And you didn't know about the second chet yet. Now when you find out about the second chet, that's mechayiv to bring a second korban. For Yishlokah Shomanein, ein mechayiv elachas. Rabbi Yechon says no. And the Mitzvah is b'shas, you ate the first chelev to the second chelev, you didn't have any idea between the maisim. So that you find out later that you did the chet, that's not mechalek. Akopon, the two maisim were done together, it's considered like one mais avera. So even though you found out about one before the other one, so what? Later, when you found out you did both chatoyim, you have to only bring one chatas for both. So the Gemara of Yechon and Norma Chayiv, or as of Yechon, and say Yechayiv, the Pasuk says, al chatosoy the hevi. Mashman, every chet you do, you have to bring a separate korban. Sabi, you had a yediyah in between, even though between the doing of the two averis, you didn't have a yediyah. But just later on, you found out about one chet by itself, right away you have to bring a korban for that yediyah. And later you find out about the second chet, you have to bring another korban. For Yishlokah Shama Potter, Yishlokah says, no, you potter. The Pasuk says, Mechatosoi v'nislach loy. Mashma, you have a kapara from a lot of chatoim with one korban. V'nislach loy mechatosoi. From your few chatois, you have a kapara. So tomorrow, Akash, Ivor, Yishlokah, Shoksiv, Achatosoi, the heavy. Mashma, for each chet, you have to bring a separate korban. And the Gemara, hul yach a kapara. As Yishlokah, Zichah, Moid, let's say you only know you did the morning's chet. And your mamish was mafresh a korban. Your mamish brought the korban already. You were makriv, the koyim was makriv the korban for you. And then later on, you first realized you did another chet that afternoon. Cheaty, you have to bring another korban. Because the shas takrov of the first korban, you did not know you did the chet. So that's pshan the posik. Whenever you brought the korban, then you realize you did another chet, avad, you have to bring another korban. Which is mashmo, you have one kapora for a lot of chatoyim. He says, whenever you know about the chet, you have to bring a separate korban. Kagoin, we're talking about, first he ate a kezayis and a half of chelev. One and a half kezayis of chelev. He realized now that he only ate a kezayis. So without he has to bring a korban. Now on the second half that he ate, since it's only a chatzi shir, there's no chiyuv korban of that. Then he went and finished off eating another chatzi zayis balomi shosheni with the same forgetting of the second one. And then he realized later that he ate kumpesayis another kizayis. He ate a half and a half. And they're both pater chilas pras. So Gumlo says later he realized that they ate a second kizayis. Ma the table is for you. I would think that since now you ate one chatzi and one chatzi together, you ate a kizayis. You should have another chiyuv korban. Kamashman the pasuk, no, here you don't have to bring another korban. Because since the first eating of a kezayis and a chatzi, and you brought a korban for that kezayis eating, the half automatically is with the first one kezayis. So what's left over is just the half of kezayis, for that there's no chiyuv korban at all. Let's see Rashi. Achatosai, the Hevi, the Pasuk says, the Hevi Korban is here with season to Mimin Akeva, Achatosai, Ashachotov. Mashma, Kol Chatas, Vachatas, Yov. That's a Yechon's Pasuk. And every Chet you do, you had a Yedi, you have to bring Korban. Mechatosai, Venislach Loi, Afil Loi Hevi, Yelo Al Mixosai, Chatosai, Venislach Loi Kuloi. Even you only bring the Korban on one half of the Chet, automatically you have a Kapor for the whole Chet. Kamashim loz at Rashi, Kivon dai chatzi, im zayis kamashayich, since when you first ate one and a half kezaisim, the half of kezaisim is shayach to the first kezaisim. Bos yediye kamaisa hevi, kilunoy de loyal akul. When you realize that first you ate the kezaisim, as if you realize you had a kezaisim in half. So he heavy maisi korbin heavy mechata bado. Gezayis b'loy shem yediyah de pachas migashir lechoshev is nothing. Ava gezayis le mechapa b'loy yediyah. But when you need a whole gezayis, you're not mechapa unless you have yediyah about it. Hilkach kilo yisiyadi le vahedja elo ze acha ze have yediyah mechalkas.
In the case where first you realize you ate one gezayis, and then later you realize you ate another gezayis. Later, since you have yediyah with one by itself, you're mechayat to bring korban for that one chet. And when you realize that later you did another chet, you have to bring a separate korban for itself. That's where Shlokish is. That's a Birchon Svara.
Now Zati Gemara. Omer le Ravina Ravashi. Ravina yes Ravashi. What's Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan? Omer le Ravina Ravashi. Fret Ravina it's Ravashi. What's Pshat in the Machlokish between Rabbi Yechanan and Rishlokish? The Siyod Ale Koydim HaFrosha Pligi. His whole Machlokish where he realized that he did one chet, but he wasn't mafresh korban yet. And echnami, later on he realized he did a second chet, before he was mafresh any korban alone. Still Rabbi Yochanan says, since you realize that you did one chet by itself, it's mechayiv to bring a korban for that chet. Then later you realize that an hour later, you also ate chelev a second time, even though the two eatings were behel mech with one forgetting. But since you realized about one without the other, even without afrosh, a sakorvin, you're mechayev to bring two kabonis. Is that the pshat in the Birchanan? Uvo pligi, then this is the machlokes. The ma'as sova yediyas mechalkas. The Birchanan says the fact that you had a yediyah, you know now about one chet, it's mechayev this yediyah to bring the korban for that chet. And later when you realize you did the second chet, you have a chiyah to bring another korban. Well, ma'as sova, Resh Lakish holds, no, yediyas are not mechalek. But what is Yir Mechalek? I'll tell you half Roshes Mechalkus. If you set aside the korban, you realize now that at 9 o'clock in the morning you ate chelev. So you set aside a korban for that chelev. Then later you realize that at 10 o'clock in the morning you also ate chelev a second time. Maybe here Rosh Lakish is also Maida. You have to bring the second korban. Because since you already mafresh this chatis for the morning's chet, it doesn't help anymore for the second chet, even though the kohen didn't bring the korban yet. But just afrosh alone is also mechaper. As when does Rosh Lakish say you need only one korban? That's when you only have yediyah in between, but you weren't mafresh the korban. But in the case where you mafresh the korban, maybe Rosh Lakish is also meida it's mechalik. The Gemara avli acher afrosha. But in the case where you mafresh the korban already, meida le Rosh Lakish to Rabbi Yechon the Chayiv Shtayim. The fact you knew about one and you mafresh the korban for that chet, later when you find out about the second chet, since you mafresh the first one for the first one, it doesn't help for the second one anymore. You have to bring another korban for the second one. That's one way to learn the machlokes. Aduma, maybe no, that's not the machlokes. You're talking about aduma, the siyadele liyachar afrosha pligi. The whole machlokes is, even in the case where you already mafresh the korban for the first chet, and after that you realize you did a second chet, uvaho pligi, the mas sover hafroshas machalkes, as Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to bring two kabonis. It's only in the case where after you found out about the first chet, you right away were mafresh, you set aside a korban for that chet. Now you realize about the second chet, you have to bring another korban. Well, Masover, Rosh Lakish says, no, even though you set aside this korban for the first chet, so what? Kozlman, the kohen didn't bring it yet, it's not mechalek, you could be yotzel kapor with the second chet also. Well, Masover, kaporos mechalkus. What's mechaybi to bring another korban? Only if mamish the kohen was makir of the first korban. As first you realize you ate chelev 9 o'clock in the morning, you were mafresh a korban and the kohen was makir of it, so you have the kapara. Now later you found out that you did a chet again 10 o'clock. Havad, you have to bring another korban. Avokoydim afrosha. But if you realize before the avokoydim afrosha, but let's say stam in the first you found out you ate chelev 9 o'clock in the morning with your yediyah alone. You weren't mafresh the korban for it yet. Stam, you found out that you did a chet 9 o'clock. Then later you find out that at 10 o'clock you also ate chelev, could be moidel le Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. In such a case, Rabbi Yochanan is also moidel to Rosh Lakish. But this pshat the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan only holds if you set aside a korban for the first chet. So the afrosh of the korban, that's mechalik to make it like two different chatoim. You have to bring two different chatois. But kol zman you didn't set it aside, you just realize first that you ate chelev 9 o'clock. You had a yediyah about that chet. And then later you had another yediyah that 10 o'clock you also ate chelev. And echnami, you could be ate with one korban. Hey, that's his shaila. Where's the machlekes Reb Yochanan Rosh Lakish? Did the machlekes Reb Yochanan just yidi alone, or even according to Reb Yochanan, you have to have afroshim? I do. Mother, your third side is bein bezu machlekes. Machlekes is both cases. Reb Yochanan holds a yediya alone is mechalek, even without that fresh korban. Just the fact you find out about one chet without the second chet, that alone is mechayiv to bring two separate kabonis. And Resh Lakish holds no. Even if you have a yediya, and even if you have a frosha, you mamish mafresh the korban for the first chet. So what? Kozeman the crane wasn't makiv the korban yet. If you find out that you did a second chet and you have the first korban around, you can have both kaparos with one korban. That's a suffix. Where exactly is the machlekes? Was the machlekes in both cases? Or Malay, he answered back, Yishno mistavra, the svar is, bein bezu machlekes. We have Yerchon and Rosh Lakish both hold the svar is in all cases. Hey, Zai, if you only have Yedi alone, we have Yerchon holds you have to have two kabonis. And Rosh Lakish holds, even if you made a ma'isaf rasha, still one korban helps for both. What's the svar? Why is the svar this way that the machulik in both cases? So the more these sacrifices go, if you're going to think, koyd mafrosha pligi, the whole machlokes is only before you made afrosha, just with yedi alone. That's where Rabbi Shlokish Dingzachen says one chatis patis both. Did not machalik. Ah, but you want to tell me liach afrosha? But if you already set aside the korban for one chet, you realize you did one chet and you set aside a korban. Then later you find out about the second chet. You'll have to bring a second korban, even according to Rosh Lakish, is moidele Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yechon and the Chayiv Stein. In such a case, Shechayiv two chatoyis, by Bezoyer Shver. Before, when they asked the kasha to Rosh Lakish, the Pasuk says, Mechatosoy, Al Chatosoy Vehevi, which is mashma, every single chet needs its own kapora. That was a kasha right to Rabbi Yechon. Every chet needs its own kapora. How did Rosh Lakish answer that Pasuk? The answer of the Pasuk is talking about Liachar a kapara. If you already brought the korban, the kohen was makib the korban for the first chet, then even Rabbi Yechon, Rosh Lakish is a moed, you have to bring a second korban. Is the kasha adamukile the cruel liachar kapara? Why did Rosh Lakish have to set sign the postik you need two kabonis? Dafka if you were makib the korban, lacha kapara, look me lacha frosha. If you want to tell me the whole machlech is just with Yidi alone, but when you set aside the korban, you mafresh the korban, Rosh Lakish is murdered to Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to have two kavonis, why doesn't Rosh Lakish assign the pasuk like that? When the pasuk says each chet needs its own korban, it's l'ach afrosha. So Chur Tzuraya, Rosh Lakish shows even after afrosha also, you yoytze with one korban. So the only thing that makes you bring two kavonis is if you have a kapor already. If you set aside and the kohen was makiv the korban for the first chet, then you realize you did a second chet, treat, you have to bring another korban. And if you want to tell me the whole machlokes is only afrosha, but if you only have yedi, you did the chet, you didn't set aside the korban yet, you want to tell me maybe there, moida le Rabbi Yechon Rosh Lakish, the Rabbi Yechon is moida, tiyena chayiv alachas, in such a case you only chayiv one korban, his wonders, Rabbi Yechon say you chayiv two korbanos, you want to tell me only when you made a ma'is afrosha, you set aside the korban for the first chet. But if you didn't decide to set aside just with your D alone, and a chanami, one korban helps, abizai before adamuki lay kroa, because I so machsa, when you had a kasher, a posik says, mechatosay v'nislach loy, which was mashma that for a few chatoyim you have a kapora from one with one chatis. So you had a kasher, according to Rav Yechon always says, the yadis is machalik, you have to bring a second separate korban, how do you have a case that one korban helps for two chatoim? So you had to answer the posik is talking about, because I so machsa. You had a kazayas and a hair first, and then you had a second hair. Is look, let's assign the post koydim afrosha. If you tell me Rabbi Yechon only says liach afrosha, you have to bring two korbanos. So if you have a post that says yoytze with one korban, I'll tell you it's talking about koydim afrosha. In other words, you only had a yediyah, you realize you did the chet in the morning, and you didn't mafresh your korban yet. Then later you got a second yediyah, you did a second chet. Since you didn't set aside any korbanos, Rabbi Yechon is moydi yoytze with one korban. So why didn't he assign the post in this case? Elamai lechur tzuraya that the both mechuluk of Yechon Rosh Lakish in both cases. So mail is good. The only time of Yechon says he eats with one korban is the first yidik zayis to machza, then yid another machza. And the only time Rish Lakish holds you have to bring two kabonis is davka liyacha kapara. This will be a good raya. So the Gemara name could be there's no raya. V'dilma svuke mishavkule. I'll tell you, it's a sophic. What's pshat in Reb Machlokes Reb Yerchan Rish Lakish? It's not borer. It's a sophic. The Gemara goof was mishavkule, was mesupik. What's pshat in Machlokes Reb Yerchan Rish Lakish? So therefore, when the Gemara asked the kashas on the psukim, it's shver one the yoda. The Teretz is Imtim Tzolayma Koma. It's with maybe. Imtim Tzolayma. The Moriah said, as if you want to tell me. Koydim Afrosha Pligi. The whole Machloikis is Vedavka before you set aside the Korban. That's where Rav Yechon says, with Yedi alone, you have to bring two Kabonas. And Rish Lakish says, no, Yedi alone is not Mechayiv you too. Calls the man, you didn't set aside a Korban, you only have to bring one Korban. Or Bezoi, Rav Yechon Hechi Mukla Lekro. We had as Rav Yechon, if that sign the Pesach is Mashmo, with one Chatez, Yoytze, both Chatoyim. I, Rav Yechon says, even without a Frosh, it's just Yedi alone makes you bring two Kabonis. So this pshat, the only Yetzu is B'Kesayis Omachza. In the case where first you ate one Kesayis and a half, and then you ate another half later. So here, there's not Mastarav, since the first half was part of the first eating, and you brought a korban for the first eating, you mafresh it, you have a kapora with the first one. So the second half of kazayis means nothing by itself. And if you want to tell me, that no, the whole machloikis is only after you mafresh a korban. That's when Rabbi Yechonin says you have to bring two kabonis. And that's where Rish Lakish says, even in that case, you only have to bring one korban. Still pligi, Rish Lakish. How does Rish Lakish, that sign the postic that's mashma, for each chet, need its own kapora? I, Rish Lakish, holds even after Afrosha, even though you set aside the korban for the first chet, and then you realize you did the second chet, but kol zman, your korban didn't bring it yet, you could be yetzu with one korban. So what's pshan the postic that says, no, you have to bring a separate chatis for each chet? It's a teretz, and that's why the Gemara gave a teretz. In other words, you realize that 9 o'clock in the morning you ate chalif, and you set aside a carbon, and the kohen brought the carbon already for that chalif. Then later you realize that 10 o'clock the same day, you ate chalif a second time, it doesn't help anymore the kapora, because the kohen already brought the carbon. That's pshat on the posik. That on every chet you have to bring a separate carbon if you already mark up the carbon once. Then you realize you did a second chet, pshita, this korban can't help anymore for the second korban. All right, we'll stop here.